On ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. Book an appointment with a few taps in their app and start feeling better, faster, with ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/something and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/something. ZocDoc.com/something.
Hello, my sweet strangelings. Before we begin today's spooky tale, I wanted to talk about my weekly update. This week, I went to go see The Little Mermaid, and I was blown away. It was amazing. I shed some tears. It literally just brought out my memories of my childhood and how much I loved that film, and seeing it on the big screen come to life was just definitely amazing. So if you haven't had the chance to check it out, please do. If you have thoughts on it or if you've seen it already, let me know down below. So without further ado, let's get on with today's spooky tale. Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? Can you be scared to death? We must always be aware to avoid encounters with otherworldly spirits. The consequences of coming up against their powers can twist reality and leave us in a state of chaos and despair, like in this true story from Kuwait. Once a renowned wedding singer in Kuwait, Nora had abruptly retired from her career. As rumors spread, she knew she needed to address her sudden departure. Finally, Nora granted a press conference. As the cameras rolled, she told her story. One night, she had received an unexpected call from a woman pleading with her to sing at her daughter's wedding. Nora's schedule was already too busy, so she politely declined. But the woman persisted, saying her daughter adored Nora and her absence would shatter the young bride's heart. Reluctantly, Nora agreed and brought her band to perform a short set during the extravagant celebration. When they arrived at the large house, Nora and her bandmates were shocked at the crowd. Hundreds of vehicles lined the driveway. The family seemed to have invited everyone they knew. The property was stunning. There was twinkling lights that adorned the exterior, and the aroma of the exquisite food was in the air. A tall woman in dark clothing opened the door, and they were ushered into a room to prepare for their set. But ultimately, an unsettling feeling crept over them. Nora jumped when the mother of the bride entered the room. As she extended her hand to greet the woman, she was overcome with dread. The touch felt icy cold, and the hand possessed a scaly texture. Nora had shivered. The woman frowned and asked Nora to please start the performance. Nora wasn't the only one picking up strange vibes. "That woman is creepy," whispered one of her bandmates. They agreed to finish quickly. Then, get the heck out of there. As Nora began singing, the guests flocked to the dance floor. Nora noticed the guests' unusual attire. They were all dressed in outfits from various time periods, as if it was a themed wedding. Yet, there was no other indication of this being so. Her fear started to grow. Nora watched the dancing as the wedding guests twirled and their garments swirled around them. Nora caught sight of goat-like legs protruding beneath their costumes. These were not ordinary humans, but something far more sinister. Nora stopped singing. She froze as the band's music continued. She was terrified of what would become of them by the end of the night. Her bandmate nudged her and she started to sing once more, desperate to appear calm. She hoped they could escape unscathed. Suddenly, the call for prayer echoed through the air, and in an instant, the lights extinguished. And Nora choked back a sob. As the lights flickered, emitting a dim light, Nora's heart sank. One of the bandmates had fainted. Swiftly, the band gathered their unconscious friend and bolted towards their van. Desperate to escape, not even bothering to look at the dance floor or the mysterious guests. To their astonishment, the once crowded front lawn stood vacant. Every car they had observed upon their arrival was gone. Overwhelmed by fear, Nora and her bandmates drove away in a panic. As they sped out the gate, they almost ran over an elderly man walking nearby. Making sure he was okay, they apologized, explaining they just escaped an unusual encounter at the manor house. The man's face contorted with a shock. In urgent tone, he berated them, asking if they were out of their minds. Nobody in that neighborhood goes near that house. Everybody here knows that djinns inhabit that cursed place. They were lucky to have escaped with their souls intact. Nora was haunted by the memory of the ghastly wedding. She shut herself up in her house for days, not opening the door or answering the phone until out of the window, she saw one of her bandmates. Unfortunately, they were there to deliver even more bad news. Another member of the band had died unexpectedly. That was it for Nora. She vowed to never sing again. The line between humanity and the supernatural had been blurred. If the djinn could be present at something as beautiful and pure as a wedding, they could be anywhere. So after a brief press conference, that was it for Nora. She didn't only leave the public eye, but she never stepped foot out of her house again. Because if djinns were real, if they could be anywhere at any time, what else was out there lurking in the shadows, waiting?
Talkspace isn't just therapy. It's a super convenient way to speak to a professional about anything I'm going through. And if you think speaking to a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but don't have any time to actually find one and meet with them or afford them, try Talkspace. At Talkspace.com, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/scary to match with a licensed therapist today. That's Talkspace.com/scary.
Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.